Welcome to episode number 39 of DNP Unlocked. We have come a long way. Episode 39. I hope you're not yet tired of us. But
sharing our live, our webinar for today.
Absolutely.
I know a lot of people were sending messages to me. Anyway, happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday.
I'm live. Well, and we are on Sunday of the month.
We are, yes. And one more month, one more week, and now we're entering August. Time flies, huh? I can't believe we're almost past halfway the year.
Halfway.
But we're also turning 1 year soon, Anna, for DNP Unlocked. And we have...
Can you imagine that?
Can you imagine? Yes. And we have created lots of shows for our followers and our audience. But also for anyone who's watching, please make sure to download our podcast. Mm-hmm. This is available in Apple and Spotify. But you can also find us in... Amazon Music, YouTube, podcast. It's called DNP Unlocked, obviously. So There you go. So all our episodes from the past are now available for podcast through Apple and Spotify. And we have a lot of audience, Anna. And of course, DNP Unlocked is a good resource for you if you plan to move to the US in the future, If you're to the US. And even for those that are already here in the U.S., we bring in discussions that we feel are important for the community. But if you also have suggestions of things you want us to talk about, feel free to email me at info@drnursepaul.com. So email me info@drnursepaul.com. We will flash that shortly on the screen. So you can give us suggestions of what you want us to talk about. We're still... lining up our August shows, right, Anna?
Yeah, there's so much to talk about, but we can't make a decision which topics we're going
to. Right. So please message us at info@drnursepaul.com so I can share this to my co-hosts and see what we can talk about for you guys. But thank you for all of those of you who have downloaded the podcast And are listening to us regularly. I think Kay is not going to be able to join us today, Anna, because she's feeling sick. How are you doing, by the way?
Well, I worked last night.
Uh-oh. So you just got home.
Yes, and I was trying to log in like 20 minutes ahead of time. I have to restart, reset the Wi-Fi. But anyway, Everything's okay. I'm happy that, you know, I'm going to be able to go back. And I miss, you know, hanging out with you on my Sunday morning. Please feel better. Get well soon. We need you. You're the numbers.
Yeah, right. That's good. But yeah, Kay, feel better. We'll see you next week. And All right. Well, welcome everybody to episode number 39. And today we're going to talk about computing paycheck. We've talked about this in the past, brushing through it. But today we're going to try to dissect as much as we can of how to compute paycheck. Anna, first and foremost, why is it important for us to compute paychecks?
It's very important for us to understand all the numbers that we see in the pay stub. Because first of all, we work hard for it. We want to know, why am I only getting paid this X amount? What are the things that they are taking away from my paycheck? And are they entering or paying the correct amount of time? And you know, you don't want to be robbed of your hard work. So you must learn, and it's very important to really pay attention, even if you hate math like me. I hate math, but when it comes to my paycheck, we have a good relationship.
Correct. Yep. And for me, it's very important to compute paycheck properly, because, you know, that's your money, right? Everything here is automated in the States, so there can be clerical errors. I mean, over the 7 years that I've worked here, I still keep checking my paycheck just to make sure that I'm actually receiving the right money, right? Especially if I know if I put in an overtime or I have differentials because I precepted nurses, I'm a charge nurse. So I want to make sure that I receive the right money. Or holiday pay, correct? Mm-hmm. Or I'm a PTO. So I want to make sure that I receive that correct money because we worked hard for it, you know? And because it's automated, it can fail. And I've seen quite some of my paychecks that were not right, but I had to email HR. Wow. Nobody will take a look at it unless you say about it. They're supposed to, like, do that, but it is also your personal responsibility to make sure that you're receiving your right paycheck, right?
Correct. And you must advocate for yourself.
Correct, correct. And Anna, we don't like math, you know, so, but good thing there's, what's this, paycheck calculators that are available online, you know. So I'm going to share what I use as a resource when I travel nurse. And even today when I'm comparing rates, because, you know, every week or two, I still check the job market, Anna. All right? It's always, you know, I mean, I don't have plans to leave my current employer, but I also want to check the job market, you know, because there might be new opportunities. Or not only that, the market rates may be increasing and my employer is not matching it. So very important for me to know that. And then I run my numbers because you know how it is here in the States, right? It's so big that there's no same salary computation for any given city because cost of living and taxes are different, right? Per state, per city. So I want to make sure that the numbers I'm looking at is something I'm content with.
Correct. And what you said, this is United States of America. We're in, there are 83 states. However, they are not that united, you know. Every state have their own rules, have their own policies. So you as a nurse, before you advocate for your client or your patient, you must first advocate for yourself by, you know, we always say knowledge is power. It's not just powerful. It's very beneficial on your end. Like the partner said, you work hard for it. It's your money. Every little cent of it, you must earn it, and you earn it, you work hard for it, you know, emotionally and physically and everything. So please pay attention to the paycheck. If you need the highlighter, if you need the color pen, do it. Go one by one with it. So I remember when I started, the reason why I found out, when I was working as an agency nurse, my contract said 5,100 hours equivalent to 3 years. So on every 2 weeks, I print out my paycheck, I highlight them, and I minus the hours. And after a year and a half, I work more than 5,000 because I do a lot of overtime. I call my agency, hey, remember my contract? I have my contract on the other side of my email and the other side, the total amount of hours that I work. So technically, I'm done with my contract with you. And they said, okay, Anna, I think they felt I outsmart them. So I finished my contract as early as 1.5 years because I worked hard because I was paying attention for my paycheck, for my pay stub.
Right.
So it's
right.
a must.
That's good. That's good. And very important to do that because it's always good to check your paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and let's talk about our first thing that we need to talk about today is very quickly, how do we find jobs? How do we compare rates? Mm-hmm. Let's start with that because, you know, it all starts with even if you're working right now, you still always want to compare, right? It's not like, you know, California, they post their rates. But this is not California. There are 49 other states and 5 other territories that don't do that. So how do we find out about rates and compare jobs?
So there are so many ways to look for a job. And you're right, Purple. I mean, I'm not going to lie about that. Me too, every other month, I still look at, okay, what's the market for over in New York? And New York is there's a lot of boroughs in New York. You have Queens, you have Brooklyn, you have Bronx. You want to know your your LMC, right? Your rate is the hashtag of picking up the rate. So there are ways to find out for a job. Number one would be the hospital website. Yes, the hospital have a website. There's a career portion of that. Number two will be agency, if you want to sign for an agency. Number three will be, of course, networking. Nothing can beat that. When I used to be a traveler, I met a lot of friends, and they told me, hey, Anna, there's a hiring in this hospital. And then you learn more about it. How about the culture, the environment? How about the management? And there are other platforms like Indeed. And if you're a member of an association, for example, AORN, Association for OR Nurses, they're also offering a portion of careers. They will post a lot of hiring for OR nurses only. So I think those four resources can help you a lot to land a job. And in Indeed, it's they have a or in Glassdoor, correct me if I'm wrong, or nurse call, they will post the rate of a nurse per hour in this city or in this location, and you can compare them. It's very helpful to look into those four. Don't just rely on your friend. Don't just rely on the hospital website. I mean, there's a lot of information out there, but those four are very helpful with me in terms of looking for a job. How about you, partner? What do you usually utilize?
Yeah, I do like when comparing jobs. This is one of the websites that I actually look at. I'm going to share my screen. Basically, I use Indeed, but I actually have LinkedIn and Glassdoor as well. So what I do, Anna, let me simulate. For example, I want to look for a job in emergency nurses, for emergency nurses anywhere in the United States, and I can configure the pay that I want. So say, for example, I only want to see 45 hour plus an hour yearly. 45 plus an hour, usual computation is you multiply that to 2,000 hours a year. That is if you do 40 hours a week, right? So it might be a little lower here if you're doing a little 36 hours a week. But usually the usual computation is they multiply it to 2,000 to make your 40 hours a week. Because if you think about it, 40 hours times 52 is actually 2,080 hours a year. So roughly it's 90,000. 45 times 2,000 is 90,000. So now I see that there's offer in Washington, state and Colorado Springs, 54 an hour is the maximum. New York Presbyterian is also offering 140 maximum. Some of them don't have rates, but I also see Middleton, Wisconsin offering 60 an hour. So I could be interested with 50 to 60 an hour in Wisconsin. And then that's how I start. So that's how I look for jobs. Right, or I can also narrow it down to cities. So say, for example, I am currently in Houston, Texas. So let's see the job market in Houston, Texas, which is not good right now because done are the COVID pandemic rates is what I say. But you see the rates, 46 to 54, and that's PRN, Anna, that's part-time, right? So it should be a little higher. 49 an hour for RN here in one emergency room, 2,600 a week for travel RN, but that's not Houston. So that's how I see the rate. You can basically start with Indeed. The good thing with Indeed, it's available online. So if you are outside the U.S., you're finding jobs in the U.S., this is the best place for you to work. And why do I like Indeed? It's because there's so many filters at the top. I can find within 50 miles. I can change the hourly rate. I can change the job type. There's even job types here for full-time, part-time, or temporary, specialty, license. And I also have options to do night shift, day shift, and location can be anywhere around the city that you chose, what work setting if it's hospital. And so that's it. Through this, I can easily see what's the current job market, right? Even if I have work right now, I don't need to leave work. I just say, you know what? They started paying 50 an hour, but I'm getting paid 45 an hour. Let me tell my manager that, hey, they're paying 50 an hour in another hospital. You know, some nurses might apply there. So maybe we should, should renegotiate my rates so we can see all the rates in there, right, in Houston, Texas. But that's the first step. It's only about finding jobs and finding. You don't want to move to a new city, even if you're already here in the States or transferred to another job. You don't want to move to a new city blind, like you don't even know the market share there, especially if you're from California and you're used to $100 an hour. That's California. That's not outside California. You know what I mean? Yeah, so from here, I now see that ER nurses here in Houston currently makes about, if I can negotiate with my experience, probably 50, 55 an hour, which is actually not too shabby in Houston, but we're not too bad. But I would honestly look for higher than that, Anna. So it something means, like that. So that's the first step.
Yeah. Long story short, spend some time. Do not be in a hurry. Do not be in a hurry. Oh, I just want to work. You have to know your worth. I mean, you have a license that you have to get, so you make sure that what you're getting or if, you know, you have to value yourself. I always remember what you're saying, the partner is calling. You know your worth. So please utilize this. You need to write it. I love to write. I'm a planner person. I love highlighting. I love them. I write them. The hospital, the amount of money, the pay prep, or per hour that they're giving it to me before I sign up for it. There are so many informations out there. And the partner school in this is very useful. They provide information how to do your resume, how to answer an interview, how to answer all questions.
That is correct. Yes. And a lot of those are free, Anna.
Oh yeah, they're free. And I find them, they reply faster than the hospital website. When I decide, I'm not going to travel anymore. In January, I started to apply. I utilized the hospital website. No one got back to me. But when I apply via Indeed, they reply the following day. So if this one goes to Indeed is a better one. Referral for your friends, networking. It's helpful for someone to follow up in the HR. But of course, you don't want to bother them. They're also working. And there are also job search boards. So, yes, please, know your worth. Research. Right. Spend some time.
And I like Indeed too because you can message the recruiter. There's a messaging.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's a messaging app in there that you can message the recruiter, which is good because, you know, you can follow up. Hey, it's been a week. I applied, you know. Mm-hmm. That's how I found my employer, which is pretty good. But I also do LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. In Glassdoor, because, you know, if I'm going to check the market, might as well have two or three sources. And that's the beauty with internet right now, because everything's available online.
Gone are the days of newspaper.
Classified ads. And,
okay, well, let's say hi to our viewers, people. We have Joshua. Have a good evening. We have someone from Qatar.
Jorley. He always joins us in our show. Yeah. Yep.
Please keep sharing this podcast for your friends. It will be very helpful even if you're in the United States already working. So you're going to realize, oh, shoot, I'm so lazy looking at my income. Now I have to look into it.
Now we're going to talk about incomes and deductions.
Can we talk about all income?
Yeah. But usual income, sources of income, like the usual income for a nurse that's working in the hospital only. No side gigs, no nothing like that. Mm-hmm. But basically, we're talking about paycheck, right? So income, deductions, and then total net pay, gross pay versus net pay.
This is a very important topic, especially those who are newly arrived nurses, wherever country you're from. You remember the partner when you were in the Philippines, we're not really into BIR, our version of IRS, right?
Right.
We don't really worry about taxes.
Correct.
We don't even know, all we know is we have a deduction in EBIT or in SSS. But here, there's more to that. And it's very vital that nurses must know that. So you're not going to be surprised. What? I thought I'm going to earn this X amount of money. Why am I only eating home of this? That's where in gross versus net comes into play.
And gross pay is basically your hourly rate plus your differentials and everything here, or differentials, your preceptor pay, your charge nurse pay, your holiday pay, overtime pay, times the hours that you worked. And net pay is basically take everything out. The gross pay is one thing, like you say, okay, I earn $3,000 a week as a travel nurse, but that's not everything because you still have deductions, which we'll talk about later, right? So you have your deductions, you take the deductions out, there's pre-tax and post-tax, and that's your net pay. When you budget, you start with your net pay, right? Because if you start with your gross pay, then you're going to be negative.
Yeah, exactly. So always remember that the gross pay, it's like expectation versus reality.
Right.
Your expectation is a gross pay in your mind, but the reality, you're taking home your net pay. That is the money that you have for budget, gross pay. So a lot of nurses are sending me messages, Mom Anna, the agency promised me that I'm going to earn this amount of money in a year. However, I've been here for a year and it's not that. And then we go over with her pay plan. Do you know about the difference between gross pay and net pay? Do you know, are you aware of deduction? So they're like, right. No, Mama, so what is gross and what is net pay? Like, what partners call, you will budget for your net pay. That's the at-home money. At-home money, yes. That's what you bring home, that whole amount of net pay.
Yep, and that is why you need to know how to compute your paycheck. That way you know how to know your net pay. Because I know we hate numbers, but... if you don't know how to compute your paycheck and you don't know how to budget, it's really, really hard to save up for the future, Anna.
It's not easy. What I said, expectation versus reality. I mean, and please stop converting dollar to peso. Oh my God, I'm going to be rich in a few months. No, not yet, or not really, because you earn a dollar, you also spend a dollar. And do not focus on your gross pay. Focus on your net pay. Okay, I have a message here, private message from gross pay versus net pay. Like, Mama, I never heard about gross pay in my life until I arrived in U.S. Well, welcome in the U.S.
Yeah, well, gross pay is like everything that you receive, but I mean, that's not everything. I mean, all of your per hour rates, whatever it is, that differential, regular hours, OT hours, like I said, but you don't receive that, right? So for example, your gross pay for a week in travel nursing is $2,500. That's not all. It might come back to $1,800 or $2,000 because you still have deductions. So net pay is deductions out. So that's why you focus on your net pay. In your paycheck, it's at the bottom. It says deposited amount, right? Or total, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Kind of like this, Anna. I'm going to share this, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we have the gross pay for this person, 300. That's a little
low, right? You?
This is from Investopedia. But you also have federal taxes, right? You have FICA, Social Security tax, FICA, Medicare tax, your state tax, and then your net income. So out of 300, this person got 217. But that's why do we have those deductions? It's pay to play. It's our social responsibility, legal responsibility to pay those taxes for the government. Okay.
And also, you also have the social security, you know, it's part of your retirement also. Just like in the Philippines, if you're from the Philippines, like the SSS version of.
Yep.
So, this is one growth. And also, for all, I want to emphasize the number 4 years to date income. Yes, you're going to see in your paycheck the year to date, like in a year, how much you're getting paid. And may I add, every year, the partners call, every December 31 or before the timing of that thing, I print out my SSN. I created them account online in my social security, and I print them out, and I also compare the amount of money that the SSN got from my paycheck. I just want to audit, like, is it right? Is it correct that this is the X amount that I contribute on that year? You have to be very vigilant when it comes to money, because, like what we said earlier, you work hard for it, so you must be accountable taking all those amounts of money coming out of your paycheck. And let me emphasize again, gross A is different from net A. Gross A is what you see those numbers in your paycheck, but the net A is the one you're taking at home for your family. That's where the budget starts, in your net A. And do not file a complaint for your agency. Mom Anna, they promised me this X amount of money. Yes, but please educate yourself, continue supporting GMP a lot. I know, remember all of this. I know there are a lot of numbers to remember. We hate numbers, but in US of A, this is a land of taxes, deduction, and insurance.
Correct. And then, of course, Anna, aside from the usual taxes, federal, which is so hard to compute, Social Security, and Medicare taxes, you also have other deductions. And we've mentioned that in one of our previous shows before, like your medical insurance, your other insurances, your disability insurance, and these are optional.
Long-term,
dental, vision, short-term, long-term disability, critical illnesses, riders, even pet insurance if you opted that in your company, right? And other deductions like your 401k or 403b, which is your retirement in retirement contributions. So, you know, that makes the net pay different from people to people, right? Even if, for example, we both make the same 100 an hour, Anna, it's still different what each people would make. Because if you're single, you get more taxes out. If you're married, you get a little taxes compared to single. So, which means single person would probably take home less, married person would probably take home more. Something like that. So it always boils down to individual situation. Later, Anna, I'm going to show live how to compute paychecks. So I have an online calculator that that I actually use.
And also remember, don't forget what you claim for or what you file for in your W. I know there are so many things to consider with the paycheck. Especially with the deduction, not just your taxes, your federal, and state tax in New York. We have so many tax here. We have federal, we have state tax, and we have super tax too. So please consider those amounts of money. Do not be overwhelmed and do not be narrow-minded like, oh, I'm going to earn this X amount. And later on, you will ask yourself, oh my God, is my American dream ruined because of my gross pay? No, please educate yourself, okay? And are you ready for your calculation?
Oh, my calculator. Yeah, okay. So let's simulate this, okay? So for example, I'm looking for a job, Anna, and I found this job because I love Colorado. For example, I found this Colorado Springs job for ED nurse for $54 an hour. That's range, Anna, so which means 35 if you're new grad, 54 if you're experienced. So let's do 54 an hour, all right? And I'm going to go to my calculator, paycheckcity.com. Ignore the ads. They're not paying us to advertise for us. paycheckcity.com. There's free calculators. And then I'll choose hourly calculator. Now, so we're going to compute because I want to simulate how much am I going to make, right? Because we always get this question.
Every 2 weeks, right? In every 2 weeks.
Yeah, Dr. Paul, is it enough? Is it enough? Is this a good rate? 30 an hour, 55 an hour in this city? Well, Texas alone has 900 cities, so I really can't say that's a good number unless you run the numbers yourself. But if I do that to my 80,000 followers, Anna, I'm probably not going to finish until next year, right?
Oh, yeah.
So I'll teach you the secret so you can do it yourself too. So
80,000 followers.
Yes, so select state first. I'll do Colorado because we're checking Colorado Springs, right? So we'll check Colorado. Mm-hmm. So now I'm in state Colorado. I'm in hourly paycheck calculator. Nurses are usually paid hourly. We talked about this last week. And the rate is 54 an hour, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And hours worked per week is, this I think is 36, right? For this pay rate. So if the paycheck is every 2 weeks, 36 hours times two is 72 hours, Anna.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So my gross pay is 88, right? We're going to do pay per period. We're going to do biweekly because this is important because the federal taxes, they have computation if you're doing biweekly, monthly,
or weekly.
Every 15 days. Mm-hmm. Or weekly. So it's different. So now I'm going to file. This is my W-4 or my tax information, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm going to use my W-4. For example, I am single, right? This is my only job, so I'm not going to click that. I don't have dependents. Mm-hmm. I don't have other income. If I have side gigs, I can write it there too. Or other sorts of income within the thing. And the deductions, for example, I have deductions for a total of $300 for medical insurance, liability insurance, whatever I availed from my employer, right? Mm-hmm. And sometimes people don't want to pay taxes at the end of the year. They add more federal withholding, which means we're already going to take money out of your paycheck for federal, but you also want to contribute more. So sometimes people would add $50 or $100 an hour, a paycheck. Just so they don't pay more taxes. Because some people, you know, they're hustlers. They do lots of overtime. So the taxes pile up. So they don't want to pay at the end of the year, right? So they add federal withholding. And then you don't click the exempt because when you say exempt, you're not paying them, which mm-hmm. means it's going to inflate your paycheck quickly. So let's just do basic scenario where you're paying taxes, right? So I'm not exempt from state tax. Colorado obviously has state tax. I'll check that. Filing status single. This is now for the state and all that, right? So let's calculate, Anna. From 3888 every 2 weeks, because 72-hour work, right? There's no overtime. Then my paycheck ends $2,800, right? So mm-hmm. Uncle Sam just took away $1,000 as his share or cut on the pie. So, right? From 3888, 2,800, 1,000 to Uncle Sam, right? That's for single. Let's say mm-hmm. if I am married, right? Same scenario. I used a real life data from Indeed, right? And then let's do 72 hours. And then I picked up an extra shift, Anna. I picked up one extra shift every week, right? So every week now I'm working 48 hours, right? Because 12, 24, 36, 48. So what we'll do is I'll do my regular rate at 80 hours, right? For 2 weeks. And mm-hmm. my other hours are going to be overtime. So that's 16 hours because 48 times 2 is, am I doing it right? I used to be good with math because I always do overtime.
Make me feel okay.
16 hours overtime. So 54 is my per hour rate based on the offer multiplied by 1.5 time and a half because that's the federal law, right? So therefore, my overtime rate is 81 an hour, and I do 16 hours every paycheck. Now I do 4 days a week, right? Because mm-hmm. I don't have anything else to do. I want to work more. But this time I'm married, filing jointly. I have two dependents. So how much do I put in there? I don't know. Total amount for any claim dependents. I'm not going to put that right now. All right? And deductions, mm-hmm. I'm going to make 500 because I'm married. So probably insurance is much more expensive.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to file married under the state as well. All right. And then we can see that by doing extra shift an hour, I bumped it up to 5,600. But also the tax rate went up a little. So yeah. Now I'm earning 4,300, right? So by doing two extra shifts, I added up how much? 1,500 on the yeah. pot, right? Mm-hmm. That could be mortgage payment, that could be car payment, Anna.
Yeah.
Right?
Or so the info time
or vacation time, Taylor Swift tickets for this month and then Taylor Swift tickets for the next month, like Miss Anna. So that could be some that you could be using for something urgently and you don't want to affect your savings. So that's how I compute the paycheck. So that's it. So that's basically one way to compute paycheck. And this is pretty good. And in all my experience, I've been using this since I started travel nursing in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very, very close. Probably a difference of $50 to $60 only, but it gives you an idea, right? So let's say because California is popular in page two, right? Because California nurses, that's not true. We make more than that, right? So let's say I want to go to San Francisco, right? I want to work in San Francisco. And how much are they offering? So let's see. $96 an hour, right? Kaiser Permanente. Or let's do Sutter Health.
Wow, 98.
Wow, right. 98. So I changed the state to California. Right? Something is wrong with my internet. California. All right.
And I want to put that number.
Right. And now we'll do 108, right? 108 per hour. And I only work 3 days a week because I don't want to work more, for example. That brings our rate to 7,776 every 2 weeks, right? Period. We're going to do bi-weekly. I'm going to do single. No extra deductions. No extra deductions. I'm going to say I'm paying $500 for everything else. Insurance, post-tax deduction. I know there's something here. Oh, I have deductions right here, right? Let me say I'm putting 401k, right? And I put 5% of my 401k, right? And that's it. I think that should be exempt, right? Because it's pre-tax, right? It says here. Right? Exempt because it's pre-tax.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now we're going to calculate this scenario. And how much did we make, Spence? Did it a drum roll, please? All right, from 7,700. Wow. 4,700. Uncle Sam said, give me $3,000 for working in California. So quite a lot. Good thing they get a lot of differentials there. But $3,000. So your take home is $4,700. Not too shabby. If you do that 2 weeks, you're still going to make about $10,000. Right? Now, another thing. So now that I know the rate, right? So I know that $108 an hour is, for example, my paycheck in, California, right? Based on our scenario earlier. So that's roughly probably $200,000 a year or probably more. But let's just do $200,000 a year, right? Now, before I move to California, right? Say I want to work in San Francisco, right? And the offer for me is, and I currently live in Houston, right? I'm going to compare now how much is it compared to my current rate right now. If I make $200,000 in California, based on the offer that I've seen, the equivalent in Houston is 112, right? Because the cost of living is 44% lower in Houston. So if I'm in Houston right now, it means that in order to match that same amount, all right, I need to make at least 112. So if I'm making more than this, so it'll be hard for me to move to California because, yes, higher rate in numbers, but it's always, right? How, this is how I say it. In numbers, yes, but how does it feel, right? Like what really is left in your pocket at the end of the day? Because I'm like here in the States, I mean, in Houston, I'm paying mortgage, right? And obviously, if I'm paying mortgage, if I move to California or New York, it might be more. I'm not sure if I can afford it. So it's all about can I afford it or not. So for example, guys, another example, earlier we talked about Colorado Springs, right? Say for example, I'm currently in Houston. Let's move Colorado Springs, Colorado, and I'm currently in Houston. So say for example, in Houston, we've seen $50 an hour offer versus Colorado Springs is 54, right? So in order for me to move, if this is my current rate in Houston, Colorado must offer me at least 111 or more. If they offer me with 100,000 an hour, then automatically I'm losing 12% already because Colorado has a much more expensive cost of living, right? So transportation costs 10 times higher or 10% higher, food costs 5% higher, entertainment 3% higher, 7% higher. So whenever someone asks me online, is this a good rate? The good rate for me, I had to run the scenario for 5 to 10 minutes. It's multiple factors. The gross pay alone does not tell me if it's a good rate. And the gross rate also needs to show me how much will be the net and is it comparable to what I'm earning right now from one state to another. And this is just broad overview. Of course, there will be what I call outliers where their numbers might be more or high. Right? I mean, I posted my paycheck recently or pay salary rate that I'm making as an MP now from being a nurse. And people react, that's not what I make. Of course, that's not what you make because that's what I'm sharing what I make, right? But obviously, there will be differences per state and per city. So to answer your question, is that a good number is really hard to say, all right? Because you have to run, you have to run the scenario. I do not know if you have 5 family members, 5 kids. I do not know if you're by yourself, so you can run the numbers yourself. Go to Indeed, get those rates, or if you already know the rates, go to Paycheck City, right, and click the hourly rate, all right, where is that? And then from there, Paycheck City, you get the hourly calculator, you change your state, and then from there, you can put all the numbers in. So that is how I do it. Paycheckcity.com is how you do it.
And regarding Hawaii, you kind of compare your apple and your banana, right?
Yes. So, and it's hard to answer those kinds of questions, actually. Yeah.
Now, it's hard to compare. And what you have, and where you're working, what state, and your situation, and what other responsibilities you have. As we all know, most of us immigrants put some money back home. So if you and me, like what partners are in Houston, I mean New York, New York is cost of living is higher. So I cannot compare my cost of living, my lifestyle. Because I love comfort too. And what partners are living in Houston is not paying state tax, right? I ain't paying state tax. So I cannot say that, oh no, I'm earning more than you. Oh no, your rate is like me. So looking for your numbers, compare for your compare for your responsibility and your lifestyle. We cannot say yes, I got contract. Yes, sign got contract. That will help you. And later on you realize you're not even making any money. It might even break even. Instead, you are losing more money. So you really have to pay attention, allocate an hour or hours to learn to understand these numbers. Even if you hate numbers, we have to advocate for ourselves. So, you know, frustration will that happen. I have, like, I saw Garland said, oh, I came from Middle East. My husband worked in Kuwait for 7 years. When we arrived here 9 years ago, he was complaining about the taxes. You know, for 7 years, he never paid any taxes in Kuwait. Meanwhile, in New York, even if you buy a bubble gum, you have to pay for the
taxes. Yeah, everything has taxes.
Oh my God, so you really have to consider those factors. Not just, I'm okay, I'm earning this money every hour. There's more, growth, a deduction, lifestyle, and your responsibility.
Yeah, unfortunately, there's no way around taxes. We all have to pay it. And some, like, I worked in, I think, in Illinois and Hawaii. Both of them have 5% tax, flat rate tax. So 5% from gross, Anna, not net. So if your gross is like, if your gross is 3,000 a week, they get automatically 150, right? 3,000 a week is 150 a week for your travel nursing money, right? They take from gross, not net. So check that out. That's why you need to use the calculators. That's the only way you're gonna know how much you're gonna earn. Because like I said, budgeting starts from the net. Yes, I know you might be earning, say for example, your employer offers you a salary and you're an immigrant nurse and you're not in the US and the contract says you're gonna earn $50,000 a year and you're like, woohoo, I'm earning $50,000 a year. $50,000 a year. That's like, Anna, that's like 2.5 million. I'm a millionaire, right?
Yeah, but we are.
Well, let me tell you the real story, because that 50,000 might end up 20 or 30,000, depending on how you, depending on your individual tax situation. So run your numbers, all right? And this is not only for nurses coming to the U.S. This is also helpful, Anna, for nurses that are already here in the U.S. and wants to move, change, just to give them an idea or like, you know, before they make that big decision to move and be disappointed. Just to make them give them big idea. But also, if you know the rates and you know how to compute, you also know how to negotiate, right? Like for example, if somebody offers me to move to California as an NP and say, you know what, we're gonna offer you 160,000, right? Well, I'm gonna say, well, I earn 140,000 here in Texas and more if I pick up overtime, right? So I think we need to start at 200, right? Because I'm not going to move to another state and rent right here. I have a house. And then only to have less money on my net pay, because, you know, I run my numbers. So always negotiate, because it's always not about the gross pay. They can always say, oh, here's your gross pay. Here's your gross pay. Here's your gross pay. Right? Mm-hmm. But, yep. Anyway, Anna, you were going to show something?
Yeah, I think moderator.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. So again, I'm not great in numbers, but this is the best way to understand it in shortcut. You know, your gross income minus your total deduction. The earners all mentioned already those deductions. Your 401, your retirement, or 403. Your insurance, your tax might be state or federal, and other insurances that you avail from your hospital or from your company that you're working with. Gross income minus those deductions equals your net pay. Net pay is your at-home pay. That's the amount of money wherein you're gonna budget the bills, the expenses, the money that you're gonna spend in the Philippines. Remember, in USA, you're getting paid per hour, every hour counts. That's why they say time is money. Now, you can work 40 hours in a week, meaning it might be 8 hours in a day or 10 hours in a day. Or you can also work 36 hours in a week, 12 hours, three times a day only. We're getting paid as a regular staff, you're getting paid every 2 weeks or bi-weekly, or what we call that home consensus at the time. So if you're a traveler, you're going to get paid weekly. every week, every Friday. That's why I always say, I used to say when I was probably happy Friday, because I know I'm going to change that. But not anymore. So anyway, so to calculate your gross income, just only an example, your hourly rate and your hours that you work. That's your gross income. Now, here comes the deduction, as you can see, from number two, the federal income tax, the social security. These are non-negotiable. You really have to pay for this. That is why you cannot start working without the social security ID. Okay, there are so many things that come into play before you can start for, aside from learning this stuff. Okay, and your healthcare benefits. Please, I know someone, he did not avail the insurance from his company.
Oh,
he was like, Mom, I don't want to get the insurance. Why? Because my take home A will be smaller. You know what happened for him? He had a heart attack.
Please,
do not play with the insurance. I'd rather have a small net A and have insurance. Like, now what are you going to do with that big amount of money? It will run out sooner because you're paying out of pocket. Okay, so now again, gross income minus, you got all of this, your 401, your tax, your health insurance, and other insurance that you avail. Now, you're going to go home with your net pay. That's the reality. Okay, so I hope I was able to explain it in a very simple way. And to summarize this, all you have to do is to run your numbers. Okay, expectation versus reality. Do not just, you know, be happy. Oh, my agency says I'm gaining this amount of money. And stop the conversion. There's so many. Oh, Mom Anna, I'm going to be a millionaire. No, you're not. You're in the USA. You earn dollars. You're going to spend dollars. So I hope if you have any questions, please comment down below your question. Hello from Rainier, one of the admin. Hi from San Diego.
Hello, Rainier. I might go to San Diego next year because NP conference is going to be there.
For all, can you add anything about this? How to calculate net A? I think it's a simple way how to understand this.
Yeah.
No, me, negative.
Use the calculators. Don't, you know, spend time with researching. A lot of people, there are nurses that like to be spoon-fed, but let me tell you this. The more that you're letting people do it for you, compute your pay, is this good? Is this a good insurance for me? The more that they're going to manipulate you and you're at risk for being scammed. So be on top of your finances. I've shared this in social media. You're the only one who can determine your financial state. We do not see your paycheck. We do not see your individual situation. We do not see if you have debts that you need to pay, right? Do not let anyone to just dictate you what you need to do. Run those scenarios, run those calculators for your paycheck. And this is also going to help you negotiate, right? So you can always tell the employer, based on my research, right? Especially if you're already here in the U.S. If you're coming to the U.S., via an agency or an employer, it's a little hard to negotiate because there are many other nurses lined up behind you. So there's more supply, right? Because there's a lot of applicants. There could be 5 spots open, but there are 50 nurses that are waiting to be offered. So it's hard to negotiate that way because the upper hand is with the employer. Here in the States, it's different, right? Because there are hospitals or areas or cities that are needing a lot of nurses, so you can actually negotiate. In fact, my rate right now, Anna, as an employed staff, as a nurse practitioner, to be honest with you, the real offer was $110,000 plus bonus. But I said, let's get rid of the bonus. I want the bonus instead to bump up my base pay. Because my idea is if you bump up the base pay, then you're also bumping up my overtime because it's 10.5, right? So, I mean, my overtime right now is going to be 110 an hour. And every now and then, if there's a nurse practitioner that's out on PTO, I can pick up 6 hour shift or 8 hour shift, you know, something like that. But I was able to negotiate because I run my numbers. Mm-hmm. Right. I said, I don't want to work as an NP if I'm going to make the same as I was a nurse. Right. So there's student loans involved. There's stuff like that. So I want to make sure that I would earn more as an NP. Right. Yeah, and I'm only in my first year as an NP now, because I already have a good rate to begin with. I'm on my second year and there are other recruiters that are reaching out to me, but I already have a baseline. I said, I cannot go lower than this because this is what I'm making. I'll just stay in my company and I'm happy where I'm at. If you want to offer me, you want to offer me higher, right?
Correct.
And then on my third year, if I check the market again, I have more leverage yet. So the goal is for you to be able to negotiate that rate. But how do I negotiate that? It's because I run my numbers. I do my research. I check the market. I cannot say, you know what? I want you to pay me $180,000 per year, right? But that's not the market in Houston, right? So you're going to be an outlier. They're going to move on from you and say, you know what? That's not even the market rates here. So the point is check, research, do your computations. And before we used to use our own calculators, thankfully, you don't have to do that anymore. It's 2024. Yeah. Let the online calculator run the numbers for
do
you.
It for you, yeah. Mm-hmm. And like what your friends are all, do not just rely on your friend's friends or your mom's best friend about your for especially with, you know what, class value will help you long term. So please, okay, do your own thing. I mean, not a lot of people wish you to have a better life, or you know, some people will, not all of them, might be some, you know. So please do your own research. It's okay to listen to them, you know, to get more information, but not really rely on them. I received a lot of messages too about the newly arrived nurses from other states that, you know, they were being taken advantage of. They crush their own kababayan. Well, I'm sorry to say that you have to be really advocating for yourself and not just be gullible about it. Not every people would like you to have a best life here. So please, please, if you want to know more, learn more, we are right here. You can listen to our podcast. You can replay it. You can take notes. You can send us a message. It may take a while to reply, but you know, we reply. And your information are safe with us. We help a lot of nurses behind DME a lot. Every week after the topic, we receive email, we receive messages, and before me. So remember, if you look for a job, there are so many information out there. And if you want to know more about running your numbers, like the partners all said, look for a calculator and you know your worth. I always remember that purple. So let me share my experience. I've been traveling for 5 years as an OR nurse in New York. And finally, January 1, I decided that I don't want to travel anymore. I utilized the hospital website, Indeed, networking, and other platforms. And then I apply in 5 jobs. And Indeed helped me a lot in terms of negotiation, circle. Like, I feel that I'm also still traveling, minus the weekly pay. Don't just sign up. Don't just say yes. Negotiate, negotiate. Know your market value. So even if we're already working, like circle, we still check. Okay, what's the ongoing A right now for OR nurse, for an ME in this location? Do not be stagnant. Okay, market yourself as you get more experiences. And if you want to negotiate more, you know, go back to school. Be a certified or fight your master's.
Broaden your scope. So that's it. Be competitive, because even here in the States, competitive. And if you see those rates that are saying 80 an hour, 90 an hour, 100 an hour, you always need to remember you're not the only one applying for those jobs. The highest paying jobs would always get saturated first. So level your game up, all right? And know your negotiation power, know negotiation skills, but also you let them know what you can bring to the table. When I negotiated my rate, Anna, I didn't just say, I want this. Well, how can I negotiate that? They haven't worked with me, but I let them know my core values when I'm working, the way I work, what I can bring to the table, just to make them know that it's also worth it to invest with me at this amount of money, because I can guarantee you that I can bring you more money than what you're trying to like raise me with. So something like that, power of negotiation. But it all starts with your ability to compute your paycheck, all right? So it is very subjective to answer questions. Is this a good rate? You can do your own research using your own individual situation, because I might be computing your number for single, but you're actually married. Yeah. So that's totally different thing, right?
Exactly. So what are the tips for money or paycheck? I know for all your electronics. Me, I'm still an old school. I print them out.
Right, right. I have iCloud Drive for all of my files.
Remember when you use four as a traveler, how many paychecks you have in a month, right? Four paychecks per month.
Four, at least four, yeah. Sometimes five.
Mm-hmm. Right. Oh, yeah. Oh.
But everything is in the app now. I'm an app person, I'm sorry.
True. Yeah, everyone's in the app right now. You have to be on top of it, okay? Every paycheck, first thing to do, open your app, look into it, how many hours that I work, and your schedule. I compare my schedule because sometimes I go over time. Like, I'm only supposed to work 7 to 3, and sometimes they ask me, can you stay at 7 to 7? And I made sure that 7 to 7 was paid, like 12 hours, according to my schedule. Compare your paycheck on your schedule of work. So you know that you're not going to miss any amount of money. That's my number one thing that I always do. I highlight it, I encircle it, and yes, last year I lost amount of money of $2,000 in a paycheck. They did not pay my holiday, my on call, if I work in the OR. You know, when you're on call, you have a pay like $5, for example, waiting at home, but when you got called in, you're getting paid $5.50. So make sure you're getting that money. You really have to be on top of monitoring your number of hours that you work every week.
My tip is to always check, be in the habit of checking, computing. And of course, it's hard to check and say, did I get it right or not without computing, all right? So at the beginning, especially if you're new here in the States, the wordings and descriptions are crazy, but you're going to get a hang of it, all right? Everything can be Googled nowadays, but that's my tip. And Anna, for next week, we're going to talk about one of our favorite topics. I think we've touched this before, but now we're highlighting it in a new full 1 hour show. We're
going to talk about more.
Yeah, reporting labor issues. There's different violations, right? It could be safety risk. Is it OSHA? Is it the Medicare fraud billing issue? Medicare, is that labor issue? Labor, are you being human trafficked? So we're going to talk about how to report those labor issues.
Many things.
Yep. And very important, right? Because, I mean, Anna, let's admit it, whether we like it or not, nurses are still getting abused at work right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Whether you're an immigrant or you're from here, there's a lot of workplace abuse, bullying, abuse from employers or something like that, or even abuse from your own coworkers, or maybe administrators are forcing you to do something illegal that you shouldn't be doing, something like that. But we'll teach you guys how to be assertive, especially if it's about your license.
True.
That's going to be our episode number 40. Wow, 40.
Wow, 40 already? Oh my God, 40 already. Please go for grant and pay. Feel better. We really need you next week.
Right.
Our neighbor, I'll say.
Right.
Feel better. Go for grant. maybe report on neighbor issues. A lot of people are also sending us messages asking for a lawyer. Who knows? We might have a special, right? Who knows? Thank you for joining, everyone.
Thank you for joining us, everyone. Time. Anna, thank you so much. And go sleep.
I'm going to go to sleep. Thank you, partners, all again. Create the life you want by empowering yourself with knowledge. Always watch or listen to Grampy a lot, the partners, all follow his Facebook account. And he helped us a lot in every way, even if you're already here in the US or planning to come here. And also follow my friend Facebook, the Nurse Traveling Helpers. There are helpers in their own way. You're going to learn a lot from them. Right. And once in a while, I jump into the comment section. Thank you so much for giving us your time. God bless you all for all. Feel better.
Happy Sunday.